Today's country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss in the morning, the Olympics at Rio. We have some local people that are there.
And a couple of them are swimmers, Maya Dorado and Molly Hannis. Head coach of the Santa Rosa Neptunes, Dan Greaves, with us. He has coached them almost all of their lives. How did you feel when you found out that these women were going to the Olympics?
I was over the top. I was close to delivering a baby, having my wife. It was that same kind of feel.
So when a young woman or a young man has the ability to go to the Olympics, how do you know this? Is this something that you know off the bat, this person is special, or is it something gradual?
Very gradual.
Is it?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've never put anybody on the Olympic team, so I wouldn't even know what it looks like when it walks through the door.
What do they have to do to prepare for something like this? I mean, how many hours are put in every day?
Per day, 3 to 4 hours.
This is almost like a part-time job then.
This is a full-time job.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, because if you're not swimming, you're resting and preparing mentally, and full-time job.
Today's country, Froggy 92.9, Robin Joss and Dan Greaves, head coach of the Neptunes, coach two of our Olympians in swimming, Maya Dorado and Molly Hannis. So let's start with Maya, who went to Maria Carrillo High School. And when did she start with you? How old was she?
Oh, I think I started coaching her when she was like 8 or 9.
Since she was a little baby?
Yes.
What? So you have watched this girl grow up. How old is she now?
23.
So what's her personality like?
She's down to earth, super smart, funny. I mean, just you would not think that this girl is an amazing athlete.
How are you going to feel when you see her on TV?
That's going to be crazy. Super exciting.
And local Olympic swimmer Molly Hannis graduated from Santa Rosa High School. What's her personality like?
Super playful. Doesn't take anything too serious other than swimming.
Do Molly and Maya get along with each other?
Yeah, they're super good friends. Yeah.
And how long have you known Molly?
I started coaching her when I think she was 10 or 11, but both of them were on the team when they were 5.
Why didn't they start in the second trimester? I mean, these kids got to get a jump on this swimming stuff, don't they?
We have a waiting list to get on a team now where people are calling.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. We've had a waiting list for a few years, but now it's my child's 1 and they really like to bath. Can we get on the waiting list? Because it takes a while to get on the team.
Goodness.
Oh. Yeah.
Froggy 92.9, Robin Joss with Dan Greaves, head coach of the Neptunes. He knows two of our local Olympians. How did you find out they were going to the Olympics?
I went to the Olympic trials.
So you saw it.
I was there live. Yeah, yeah. So when Maya made the Olympic team, her college coach asked if I wanted to come out on the deck and give her her medal.
Oh, cool.
Which was pretty special. It was awesome.
With your background in coaching, what makes your program so successful, do you think?
It's about the love of the water. It's about the love of challenging yourself. It's not about the end result. And so we try very hard to educate them on the process of how you improve something, not necessarily the ultimate goal of getting it.
Well, this training scheme must work because it's been pretty successful.
It's had its fair share of success, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you think Molly and Maya are going to do? I know they're going to make us proud.
They'll definitely make us proud. I think Maya has a real shot at winning a medal. And I think Molly, if Molly continues to improve the way she has, she's got a real shot at making the podium for sure.
I'm tingly now.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, so let's say someone did want to be on that waiting list for the Neptunes. Mm-hmm. How do they do that? How do they track you down?
The best way is just go to our website, SantaRosaNeptunes.com. Yeah.
Head coach of the Neptunes, Dan Greaves, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and continued success, sir.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.